And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Today, I have a question for you. The question is there a connection between unhappiness and stress? Or let's say depression and stress, or being in a bad mood and stress, or being unhappy and stress, being bitter and stress. Is there a connection? Is there a connection? And the reason I ask the question is because I know the answer. And of course, most of you are going to say, oh yes, of course, Pastor Roland, there's a connection. Why, if somebody's all stressed out, you know, they're rushing around and working hard and everything like that, well, they're going to get depressed because they're going to get burned out and tired and fatigued and low energy. And then when they don't make more money and they don't get a raise, then, or, you know, and their degree that they earn doesn't result in anything positive, then they become disappointed and, lose hope and so on. Well, there's something to be said for what I just heard, but there's a far deeper reason that you need to know. You need to know about it, okay? And here it is. Yes, there is a connection between resentment and stress. And the connection is this. We humans were not meant to go around reacting to everything. See, you, from the time you were a little child, you have been conditioned and wrongly taught by others, by example, and by precept, and by what they tell you, that you're supposed to get excited about this, and all super, super happy about this, and then unhappy about that, and get all sad when the football team loses, and cheer and scream when the football team wins, and all that kind of stuff, and have all these emotions and passions and romance and music and being carried away in emotions. See what I mean? That's what they tell you, don't they? Of course they do. And all of our music and our arts and our poetry and everything else, of course, that kind of a life. But as you can see, when civilization is built upon these emotions and these passions, it usually starts off at a higher level. And then it deteriorates and degenerates until look at the music now. Look at the music now. Look at television now. See? It's deteriorated to such a low state. It's almost unmentionable. Okay? And why has it deteriorated? Why, it's just keeping step with the deterioration of the average person. Now, maybe you're one of these people who you do not want to deteriorate, okay? You don't want to, but you see that you are. You look in the mirror, see? You look at your behavior. You look at the result of your life and your relationships with other people and the level of your discourse with others and so on, and you see that you have indeed deteriorated without even understanding why. Well, see, I've been studying this for 25 years, and I understand why. I understand why. And if I could help you to understand and see why, and then do something about it, why, your life could be on the mend. You could start improving. See, we're human beings, so you got the idea. Humans were not meant to be out there reacting. And of course, we weren't meant to go out and get upset about this and angry about that and get angry at the traffic, see? And get all nervous when there's a traffic jam, and all upset when we get to work and there's extra work on our desk, see? And unhappy when we have to sit in a meeting and roll our eyes and get all tense, see? Or get all tense when you have to give a speech, or become angry at your children, see? Or resentful toward your husband, see? Or hateful toward your wife. See, we weren't meant to live that way. Stay tuned. This could be the most important little infomercial you ever heard in your whole life.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a lot of time. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been on the air for 25 years helping people. I've written 18 books, okay? Now, this is an infomercial. I have to say that so that you know that you're only going to hear me perhaps this one time. This is it for you. This may be your chance. This may be your chance, your opportunity in life, okay? This may be it. So be sure to write down the web address so that you can go back and find it and find me, because I'm only on once a week for 15 minutes, okay? It's an infomercial. I buy the airtime, incidentally. I buy the airtime. I pay for it out of my own pocket in order to help people. So this is a labor of love, okay? And I've been doing this for 25 years. Now let's go. Human beings are not meant to go around reacting. We all know that. You know that you respect people that are calm, composed. See, that it's called grace under fire. And when there's pressure, they're composed. You admire those people in the emergency room, the EMT attendants and drivers, your airline pilot, okay? Or your someone that you know that's close to you in your family or at work. See, you admire them when things are rough and everybody else is upset. They are calm, like the famous Rudyard Kipling poem, If. Beautiful poem. And you must be that way too. See, that's the human way to be. And I'm not talking about repressing. See, that's what most of us do. We suppress and repress our emotions and our upsets, so that on the surface we look calm, but underneath we're upset, okay? And it has a terrible effect on our health, okay? Not to mention our emotional well-being, and now let's talk about your spiritual well-being. Human beings, remember, in the garden, Adam and Eve were created to live forever. Adam and Eve literally could have lived forever upon this earth on an endless adventure of joy, but what happened? What happened? Adam messed up. They fell. They got kicked out of paradise. And ever since, look around you. It's been a jungle hell all around you. And in your own life, you can see the proof of the Garden of Eden story of the fall, because you see your own fall. You see yourself deteriorate. Your ideals, go away. And your joy goes away. And pretty soon it's drudgery. Okay? And pretty soon you're cynical. And pretty soon you're pretending. Pretending. One lady said, I'm living a lie. There was a big earthquake in Los Angeles years ago, and immediately after the earthquake, it was a big earthquake, she got up and said, I'm not living my own life. And she left everything behind and started anew, started afresh. Okay? Well, you can do that, but you don't have to leave your family. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to leave your job. You don't have to do anything other than have a change of perspective, okay? So now, can you see that if you're going around getting upset, if you get a little bit irritated at traffic, if you become impatient with your kids, if you get angry at work, If you get angry at yourself, if you resent things, if you resent delays and resent your boss or judge your husband or resent your wife, these are all improper reactions. You are reacting. See? Either you're reacting to temptation or you're just reacting to other people as if they were a temptation. But the problem is that when you react, whatever's on the outside starts to get in. The whole negative world out there where everybody's going around resenting each other and angry at each other, and see, all that whole negativity begins to seep in. You become corrupted, okay? And that's how civilization becomes culture, okay? It's a fall. And that's how a person falls in their own life. So here's the secret. You must learn how to not react, how to stop reacting, to go through life without becoming upset, without becoming angry, without becoming resentful. And yes, also to go through life without becoming overly excited at things. See, if somebody else is playing football, some other men are playing football or some sport, and you're there cheering, all you're doing is wasting your energy. See, you are spending your life wasting. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I know a lot of you like to watch sports, and you know, I'm not opposed to sports. But spectator sports should be down at the very, very bottom of things, the very last thing that you do after you've done everything else. And if there's time left, then you do a little reading or go for a walk, spend time with your family, or perhaps help somebody. The very last thing, if there's nothing else to do, then it would be watching sports. So write down the web address, because I have resources to help you to begin to wake up from your trance, from your fall, see, begin to live life again the way the good Lord intended, okay? My name is Pastor Roland. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm here to extend a helping hand to help you. See, a lot of you are messing up. You haven't been tutored properly in life. You have not. And you have not been given a good example. And so left to your own devices, you hunt and peck and you do the best you can, but you start to become corrupted. See, without understanding how to go through life without reacting to things. See, without getting too high and too low and getting angry at this and bummed out at that and resentful about this and so on. If you have not learned the spiritual discipline of how to do it. See, how to go life without reacting, then you're going to react, and when you react, it gets inside. It gets inside, okay? And I'm not going to go into all the details, which I understand. I've written many books on the subject. I've studied psychology and hypnosis and stress. See, I've read the literature, okay? I know what I'm talking about, but I don't have time to talk about that now. What you need now is not literature and a detailed explanation. You need something simple, and here it is. If you are getting upset, okay, then that's not good. You're not living properly if you're getting upset. Okay? You are reacting to other to things on the outside in an animal sort of a way. Human beings, we're not supposed to react. We're supposed to be calm, see, and patient. The scripture talks about patience and about faith. See, if you have faith, then you won't worry. If you have faith, see, you won't sit around thinking and planning and scheming if you have faith. See, and if you have patience, you won't get upset. Okay? And you won't get angry. And you won't become impatient with your children. So everything will be much better if you could learn this simple art. And I can do, because I actually have a meditation that I've been working on for a long time, which actually helps you to calm down, get centered, and learn how to stand back from things. Okay, stand back. Now look, see, I'm not saying anything that's different than what you would learn in a good course on stress management, or a good course on conflict management, or a good course on communication, interpersonal communication. You would learn these types of things. The only thing is that I take it to the next level. See, you learn some of it, but you need more. You need to go to take it to the next level, and nobody can do that. See, but I can. I can. So let's say something very simple. You all know that, let's say you find yourself being pulled into an argument. Okay, so what do they tell you to do? They tell you to take a mental step back. Take a mental step back. Okay? And then, when you take a mental step back, now you have some control over your emotions, and then you can act reasonably, speak reasonably, okay? By taking that mental step back. Okay, you don't want to step forward and get deeper and deeper and deeper into the argument, so you get pulled deep down into the argument and into the emotions. That's not what you want. You want to do the opposite, take a step back. Okay, and then you have objectivity. Okay, that's what you need. All right, now you all know too from your interpersonal communication seminars and so on, let's say you're a manager and an employee comes and says, well, I've got this issue with somebody else, okay? So what kind of an attitude do you have as the manager? You have an attitude of friendly neutrality, okay? Friendly neutrality. You don't jump to conclusions, see? You have an attitude of friendly neutrality, and then you ask questions and find out what's going on and gather information and so forth. But you see how that nice attitude of friendly neutrality helps. Well, why can't you have an attitude of friendly neutrality? See, neutrality doesn't mean not caring. See, neutrality doesn't mean not caring. It just means not becoming emotionally involved. Okay? So why can't you have a nice attitude, a nice friendly attitude with your children and your spouse, and about everything, and about your life, and about everything, okay? It's because your emotions, especially the emotion of resentment, is interfering. So let's talk about that after this important announcement. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD, a four-part meditation, to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland, and I've been around for a long time. I've been on the air for 25 years, all over the country. All over the country, all the way from Florida to Richmond, Virginia, to Scranton, Pennsylvania, to Kansas City, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, all the way up to beautiful Seattle, okay, down to Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Palm Springs, okay, San Francisco, Louisiana, Mobile, Alabama, Augusta, Georgia. I've been on all over the country with this message, and it's always been the same, okay? The message is, you get upset too easily, okay? And then you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And then you hide in your emotions, hide in your thinking, okay? And then when you're hiding in your emotions and hiding in your thinking, you're somewhat separated from reality. And then you go out and make more mistakes, see? And then you hide again. And then with the assistance of marijuana and music and drugs and alcohol and everything else, you try to enhance the hiding, see? And before long, it becomes denial. Why are you hiding? Because you're in denial about the fact that you're failing in life, failing with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with in a lot of areas. And then you resent. Oh, yes, you resent. You resent yourself. You resent other people, you resent God, see? And that finally, at the end, you just turn it on yourself. Well, this is all not good. It's not good, it's a predictable process. So what you need to do is to nip it in the bud, okay, nip it in the bud. And what's the old expression? If what you've been doing ain't working, then you don't want to keep doing what you've been doing? Something like that. I can't say it as cleverly as some people can, but you get the idea. What you need is to something new. Okay, think outside the box. Now, here's what I have to say. And I have a very special Christian meditation, a very spiritual meditation, okay, very spiritual, that can help you. And I have a free version. I actually have a complimentary free version for you to try. How's that? Okay. Now, once again, let's go over the basics. I buy the airtime. I pay for it myself. Okay, it's very expensive. I'm not asking for money, because chances are you're just listening to me for the first time, see? But maybe someday, see, if I've helped you, then you'll remember that Roland does this as a labor of love and pays for it himself, and then you'll help me, okay? That would be fair, see what I mean? But not now, because you're just getting started. Okay, I'm further along. I've had a lot of wonderful benefits from this. I've learned a lot myself. Okay? And so I'm extending a hand of friendship, and maybe one day, why, you'll be fine. Then you'll say, thanks, Roland. Thank you. Okay? Now, let's talk about the what I was talking about earlier. Okay? I just made a very beautiful little video. It's a talk. It's on YouTube. It's called Leave Your Blues Behind. Leave your blues behind. And I begin with some verses from Louis Armstrong's famous song, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Okay, beautiful verses. He wrote them. But you see, what I see is that people need their spirits uplifted. A lot of people are depressed, unhappy, anxious, fatigued, see, and a lot of other words for kind of being down. They need their spirits uplifted. And so, what do they turn to? Well, they turn to music, you know, and other people, activities, exercise, okay? Those are all good. The music, the wholesome activities with people and exercise, those are all good, okay? Those are all good, maybe reading something nice, helping someone, see, getting out from your own little world and helping someone. These things will all help to lift up your spirits, okay? So that's very good. I have, you know, this is not where I'm not saying those things aren't good, because they are. But what I'm saying is you just need something extra, a little something extra, so that your spirit, you'll be naturally. See, the thing is, we shouldn't need comedians to make us happy. We shouldn't need to take a drug to make us feel okay. Okay? And we shouldn't need to have to listen to music to feel better. See? We shouldn't have to do anything other than just be happy like little children. See, you can get a sense of what God might have had in mind for you before you became corrupted, before people were cruel and mean to you and teased you when you were a child and put you down and confused you, abandoned you, and whatever else they did, before all of that. Okay. So what you need to do now is to have a way to become like that little child again. Okay? That's why I made the meditation. That's why I'm here. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to a pastor at yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. This has been a very good program. Many of you are getting the 15-minute infomercial version. I want you to know there's a 30-minute version that has lots and lots of excellent information. So just go to talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org and listen to the whole 30 minutes. It's time well spent. And while you're there, check out the meditation and watch my new YouTube talk called Leave Your Blues Behind. Okay? A lot of people need their spirits uplifted. And you need a little something more than just music. What you need is... you need God, actually. You need God. You need to get a little closer to Him. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.